T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A lot of concern about crime over the summer. Historically, I can tell you that it's always a challenge. The first 2 weeks of summer and the last 2 weeks of summer, amazingly, there were four of the worst weeks of the entire year, at least while I served in the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office. It almost happened without exception every year. The NOPD announces Operation Golden Eagle 2, which will be part of a federal, state, and local partnership to address that. But there's another thing that they're putting in place, 12-hour shifts, which is a much more difficult transition. Here to talk about is Donovan Levicari, attorney for the Fraternal Order of Police. Donovan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel, how you doing?
Good, and you? Donovan, I was just kind of curious if you've heard from your membership as to where they stand on this particular issue.
I've gotten quite a mixture of thoughts on the imposition of 12-hour shifts here in New Orleans. There's a group of folks who are downright concerned about it. There's people who have been around long enough to have experienced it back when Chief Pennington was around. And there are some folks who just don't have any idea what to expect. And you know that often leads to people being concerned when they don't know what to expect. So I think that there's some apprehension at this point about how this is going to play out.
Was this something that was expected by you guys?
Well, I know that there had been quite a bit of talk about it for some time. We had been recommending that we take a serious look at 10-hour shifts. I don't know if that ever really took hold. But, the way the manpower numbers continue to drift down and drift down, I don't know that anybody's surprised by this move to 12 hours. The chief says that this is a pilot program. We'll see how it works over the next couple of months. And, based on that, we'll make a determination as to whether it gets continued or not. But there are an awful lot of things to consider when it comes to whether you want 12-hour shifts or not.
Yeah, I will tell you, when we made the transition in the JPSO, it was actually requested by the members. I was opposed to it, and they had to do some convincing of me. And I said, if everybody was in favor of course, we weren't in the crisis that you guys find yourself in now. So we had the luxury of time. I happen to agree with the move because I think it's more than, it will provide more safety and security for your officers, more officers on the street, more backup. I think that's been as much of a driving force with the flight from the NOPD as much as pay. Quite frankly, your thoughts?
I think that's true, and I think that people will ultimately not have their fears will not necessarily come to be. There are, however, some people who just can't, you can't get around it. You know, for example, I heard from one person whose spouse is also a 12-hour employee, so that's going to create child care concerns. There's always going to be problems like that that are going to have to be dealt with in other ways. But, I mean, you're absolutely right. There's a manpower crisis. There's been a manpower crisis for years, and it has to be addressed. And it can't be addressed quickly enough through recruitment and hiring. So you've got to, we're in a situation where we have to do something. And if that something can't be recruitment and hiring, then it has to be other things like 12-hour shifts. We're also, I think that they were also looking at being able to hire officers that were already trained in other departments, and but that's, I guess, probably a little bit further down the road.
Yeah, I guess you're talking about maybe bringing back retirees to work part-time, which I think is allowed under most pension systems, and I think is allowed under yours. I'd love to get your reaction to this, Donovan. I said, you know, in the situation that y'all find yourself in now, I've been critical of the administration, council, and others, that we need to have a shock and awe approach. I mean, you know, in order to deal with this. But first and foremost has to be the safety and security of the men and women of the NOPD.
I absolutely agree with you. It all comes down to we need the men and women who are currently employed by the New Orleans Police Department have to be the ones that are encouraging other people to join the New Orleans Police Department moving forward. If they don't feel safe going to work, or if they don't feel like their interests are of some concern, then they're not going to make those recommendations. And those types of recruitments just aren't going to happen. And the numbers are just going to continue to drop. And that's, you know, we're going to hit a point of no return. And, you know, we'll just be making sure that the last one out flips the light switch. And let's hope that we never get to that point.
Well, I mean, if we're honest about it, 12-hour shifts provide some temporary relief, but it's not a long-term solution, right?
No, because it creates other problems. You know, you have people working longer shifts. That means you're going to probably have an increased number of injuries. You have people working longer shifts, then you have an increase in fatigue. You're right. It's not a long-term solution, and it doesn't put new names on the job roles. It just reuses the people that we already have. I mean, that's what we've got to be hiring new people. We need lateral hires so that we can put them to work with right away without having to spend half of the year, their first year in the academy. We need to act and act fast and efficiently in order to make some kind of real headway moving forward.
Donovan, have you heard any complaints? I know one of the big concerns in JPSO when we transitioned to 12-hour shifts was aligning those shifts with detail hours. Has that come up?
I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything about that yet. I'm sure that it will be an issue. We'll have to see how OPSC what OPSE has in store for us as far as that's concerned. I mean, we need, we've seen recently how, you know, crucial it is to make sure that every number is right and every AM is an AM and every PM is a PM. So we need to make sure that all of these things are, all these ducks are in a row before we act, you know, get too far into this game.
You know where I am on law enforcement. You know that my support for the men and women of any law enforcement organization. I made the observations the other day that I think that we've taken a much too relaxed attitude about the individual's obligation and responsibility to make sure that their reporting is right. Do you agree or disagree?
I think that each individual office. Are we talking about reporting as in?
I'm talking about the individual officer making sure that he understands his or her obligation to get the reporting right, that they should be checking it, double checking it, triple checking it, because it's all about their credibility. I mean, you know as well as I, you become the subject of an internal affairs investigation, PIB or otherwise. Policing is not about policing anymore. It's about credibility. You're in the credibility business. In the moment in time your credibility is impaired, you are screwed in this business. And I just think that many folks take a lackadaisical attitude about the reports that they're filling out relative to their detail time.
I absolutely agree with you. I think that they, officers spend their time day in and day out explaining what they do every day, and their explanations exist on incident reports. They exist on activity reports, they exist on the detail forms, they exist wherever you look. An officer's day-to-day, minute-to-minute activities are recorded in detail. And, it's easy, just like, in a whole other sort of situations, it's easy to get complacent and to rely on rely on the fact that or what you think that others are going to hold up their end of the bargain, or that they're going to do what they're supposed to do. And really, you just got to make sure that you have taken care of everything that's within your sphere of control and done the best that you can do with that, so that those questions, if there are questions about what you did or didn't do, you're able to answer those questions effectively, and clearly based on your records and what you know really happened under whatever circumstances are being questioned.
Yeah. I mean, I used to tell officers all the time, if you don't keep your own records, you're setting yourself up for disaster. Because if the moment in time you got to rely on your memory, you're down and out in Beverly Hills, brother. I mean, it doesn't work. And when you have when you have an organization that's providing oversight and is double-checking to make sure that this is right and it is payroll-related, you need to make sure that you're dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Because without it, there's nothing but problems. And it's so simple. It's so simple to do. I mean, right. You just can't be two places at one time. And if your records reflect that you are, you got a problem. Now you got to explain it away.
If you got to ask me what I was doing, a year ago or 6 months ago,
I can't tell you what I did yesterday.
Right.
I mean,
right.
And that's what I mean. we are spending more time on this issue, and now you have, what, 11 officers under federal investigation, and it's impairing the credibility of the organization. And you work too hard to maintain that credibility. And once you lose it with the public, you got to work three times as hard to get it back. And all of the cheerleaders for the organization are taking it on the chin over stuff that is silly, it's stupid, and it's easy to resolve. And I just don't get it, that we're not minding the P's and Q's.
I think it's unfortunate that, I think that this whole situation as it relates to details could have been addressed early on, as the generally systematic problem that it is, we could have fixed that some time back and fixed it for what it was, which is, like I said, a systematic problem. I mean, if you have the same kinds of errors that are popping up again and again and again, then it seems like that there's something underlying that problem. And those are the kinds of things that we can fix without having to, like you said, destroy the reputation of the organization or the individual officers. And let's get back to work and keep serving the public as best we can.
You know, the easiest way to overcome systematic anything is individual competencies and understanding the role and where we fit in the overall scheme of things and what we have to do to protect ourselves. And as I said, if they cherish their credibility, none of this would be an issue. There wouldn't be an investigation because you'd walk in with your records and say, here it is. These are my copies. If you got me somewhere else, show me what evidence you have, but this is how I have memorialized what I've done. But it goes right back down to you can't be two places at one time, ever. Either reflected in a records or in actuality, because then you are down and out. And I know I didn't talk to you about talking about this, but I really appreciate you doing so. Donovan Levicary, attorney for the Fraternal Order of Police. Always appreciate you coming on and your insight. Thank you, sir.
No problem, no.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's right. Give us a call. It's No Filter Friday. We'll talk about anything that you want to talk about. Let's go to William on line one. William, what's on your mind?
Well, you and the union guy probably want to hear this, but, you know, he wants to sugarcoat about the corruption in OPD. This is year after year, 16, 18 of them doing private details. While they're supposed to be on duty, just had recently one of the district commanders a few years ago, second in charge. And then the biggest problem they say with recruitment is internal affairs, FBI. Yeah, they want them out of there. Maybe we'd have some better police protection if they weren't double dipping and committing criminal fraud on the job. And that's just a fact.
Well, I don't disagree with you, William. I mean, and that's why I made the observations that I've made several times this week. I mean, yet again, on Fox the other night with Lee Zurich, he finds another member of the PIB two places at one time. This is not rocket science. There has to be individual responsibility and accountability relative to this. And obviously, a number of the members of this organization don't understand that the entity's interest outweighs the individual's, and the credibility of the organization is impaired every time they play these silly-ass games that they're playing relative to details. Now, if they want to be able to maintain this practice of working details, they better get on their P's and Q's. Because of stuff like this, there are jurisdictions around this country that eliminated it. There are no such animals. You don't work these things. And, you know, so they better understand that this is a privilege. It's not a right. And if they're not keeping their own records and making sure that they're not overlapping because the detail is demanding that they show up at 4 and they don't get off till 4:15, then you don't take the detail. And that's the problem here, is that we're busy fudging this, fudging that, fudging. And what happens? Now the unit that polices the police is in complete and total disarray. I mean, you know, and I know you want to support the police. You know where I am on these issues, but as I pointed out with Donovan earlier, your biggest cheerleaders are taking it on the chin because we're not doing the right thing every day. And, you know, we're talking, there are a lot of people working hard to get them pay raises, to get them this, to get them that. You know, we've gone through this defund, dismantle, reimagine, and whatever else you want to call it. You know, the quote of the week, ultra MAGA, you can call it whatever you want to call all of this. We're taking it on the chin. You need to make it easier for everybody that's there to support you. And you need, before you go and you're in two places that, you know, and you report that the reports show you're in two places at one time. Think about it before you do this. This is crazy. You're selling your credibility and your occupation for a few bucks. What? You got to be out of your mind. What are you doing? And I hope they're listening, because this is getting nuts. Day after day, story after story, it doesn't need to happen. So, William, I'm with you. I appreciate the call. Didn't mean to rant on that, but No Filter Friday, I guess that's part of it. Let's go to Jimmy on line two. Jimmy, what's up, man?
Hey, Neil, how's it going, man?
Good, and you? What's going on?
Good. I'll make it real quick because I know you're coming up to a break. You know, okay, so we know Billy Nungesser is probably going to run for governor. It's not confirmed, but it's likely. You know, I've called up in the past about this freshwater diversion project. They have one planned for Plaquemines, and it looks like it's going to happen. And they have one planned for St. Bernard. My take on it is that the long-term effects of the diversions based on other diversions on the Louisiana coastline haven't been good for the seafood industry. Shrimp breed inland. Oyster leases are going to get slammed with all that fresh water. It's basically going to kill oysters. It's going to kill seafood. It's going to kill shrimp. It's going to hurt a lot of fishermen, and it's going to relocate people when they have to find a new way to make a living. Well, back to Billy, you know, he came out recently, Newell, and said he's against the diversions. You know, I don't know if he's playing good cop, bad cop with this, or he's, you know, political pandering to maybe make a run for the governorship. But I do know, look, in Plaquemines, you know, you got Kirk Lapine in there right now, and he's kind of like all on board with the diversion project. And the guy who's about to go up against him in the Plaquemines Parish presidency race, Hinckley, he's another guy who's on board with all this Agenda 21 sustainable development planning. And resiliency and diversion projects for the coastline. And it's just like, it's like one, they're both one of the same. So I want to get your take on this. You know, Nungesser's speaking out against the diversions. I'd love to hear him come on your show and you guys that debate this, and even have some fishermen chime in, because they know, they got the boots on the ground, Newell. They know that the damage that these diversions have done, the smaller scale ones and this huge one. I mean, from Chalmette to Venice to Plaquemines to Barataria to Marrero to Lafitte, every fisherman will be affected by this freshwater diversion project that they're planning in Plaquemines Parish, according to the fishermen. The experts are saying otherwise. This is going to help with the river getting high, or climate change and all this kind of stuff. I mean, you know, some people say it's intentionally to clear out fishermen and relocate people and create an industrial zone on the coastline. So I don't know what to believe. You know, it's Free for All Friday. I know you got the contacts. You can get Billy on. And
Jimmy,
I have had
Billy on and Chip Klein from the CPRA many times talking about this issue. I've looked at the reports and the science, and I've said this very often. I'm not convinced. But you know, that's just my opinion, and I don't trash anybody else for their opinion on this, because this is a difficult situation. It's difficult science, and the reality is that I have focused more on the coastline as opposed to internal. And what I know is that as I look at every major pass that enters the Gulf of Mexico, for the most part, is rocked. And I know that I used to be able to almost walk across Coupa Bell Pass. And I know that Four Bayou Pass used to be actual four bayous. Now it's miles across. Coupa Bell is over a mile across. You know, and I've seen the changes down there, because I used to fish a lot more than I do now down that way, and have seen, you know, Manila Village disappear, Bassa Bassa go by the wayside. A lot of the internal islands, Bird Island and others, they rocked it in order to save it. But we're still arguing over whether or not we should rock those passes and create that first speed bump right out there, and restrict the flow of water that moves in when a storm comes up. But I don't, nobody wants to talk about it. It's the same thing with the rocks off of Grand Isle. Every time a storm passes, the area that the levees are still intact, or the area is in front of the rocks. The only area that we're having trouble with the Burrito levee is where there's no rocks. Now, it's a costly proposition to put rocks, but the fact of the matter is, look at what we're paying out in damage because of hurricanes, because of rising tides and everything else. So I've kind of more focused on what's happening on the coastline as opposed to what's happening internally. And I'm not convinced that this diversion is better than dredging. But that's just me. That's the way that I interpret the data. Everybody interprets the data in a different fashion. I don't think that Lieutenant Governor Nungesser is doing this for political purposes, because, quite frankly, he's almost the salmon swimming upstream, because everybody else is, for the most part, on the other side of the issue. And, you know, if you want to talk about density of voters, there's just not that many in St. Bernard and Plaquemines and otherwise when you're thinking about a statewide election. I think his heart is in the right place because of him being involved in governance of Plaquemines and has been on the front line. It's his way of interpreting the data. You know, so it's just, and there's been a lot of different things that have gone on that are, I wouldn't say they're suspect, but they just cause pause as it relates to this process. This is a big, big money deal. And there are a lot of people that stand to make big, big money off of that, and that's okay. But the fact of the matter is, it's a 50-year plan. And I'm not so sure that we have 50 years. And I'm not so sure that we've evaluated it, that there's not a lot of other quicker ways to achieve what they're going to achieve by the diversion as opposed to other strategies. And that's what I've not seen in a lot of these evaluations as it relates to that issue. And as I look at the breach in Mardi Gras Pass, I hear conflicting stories. I used to fish that area and south of that area. I don't go there anymore. We used to be able to drop anchor, catch our limit of fish. If we had six fishermen in a boat, 150 trout, six, two, and even over and out, and we were back at the dock by 9:30. That hasn't happened since Mardi Gras Pass is breached to the extent that it has. That's my personal experience there. We find ourselves going further and further east, almost to Mississippi waters. There's some years I really have to go get two licenses because I don't know exactly how far east I actually am. And a lot of that goes right back to the breach in Mardi Gras Pass. So I've seen it. And that's why I'm a little more skeptical of some of what I read and what I hear about this diversion. We'll be right back. Thank you for the call, Jimmy. Stay with us, folks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back on No Filter Friday. Let's go back to the talk lines. Michael, you're up. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Yes, sir. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm just calling. I wanted to find your opinion if you could tell us, what do you think about tying a GPA into those NIL rules? I don't know if I'm wording it correctly or not.
How would you do that?
So it would be sort of like a prereq or like a requirement. You would have to either to get into the to qualify, you would have to have a GPA, or to maintain that money, you would have to maintain a GPA.
Well, I mean, I know you have to maintain a GPA in order to hold on to your eligibility status.
Yes, sir.
I don't recall what that GPA is. Should there be an enhanced GPA over and above that minimum requirement?
Yes, sir, because I think we would be doing the student also a service because, I'm retired military, 25 years as an Army medic, and I knew I was going to have to work when I got out. So sort of like that same mentality, we want to set these kids up for success, so we want to make sure that their educational part is taken care of.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not sure that that's going to be very popular. This is more about making the money.
And that's what I was afraid of.
Quite frankly.
It's all about revenue. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, and you know, it's about what they bring to the table and you know, what the universities are able to leverage as a result thereof of their talents. And so it's an issue that's gone down a path where I don't know that they're really thinking about a lot of these students graduating in 4 years or whatever. I don't think it's a bad idea. I think if they had a five-year graduation and you had to maintain a percentage or whatever, I think we'd end up spending a lot more money providing whatever's necessary with tutoring and learning centers. And I know a number of universities do that already to make sure that these folks walk out of there being productive citizens. Because the fact of the matter is, as you well know, you could be the greatest football player in the world right now, and in 2 seconds on a football field, your whole career is over. And then what? You know, and I think sometimes we actually lose sight of that for sure. Who do we have? I'm sorry. I can't even read my own handwriting. Let's go to Jack and Gentile. Jack, you're up. Welcome to the show.
Newell, I think you have excellent penmanship.
Yeah, I'm good at four-letter words, baby.
On any given day, speaking of NOPD.
You just caught that, didn't you?
Yes.
Go ahead,
I use that
Jack.
Word a lot in the Marine Corps. Speaking of NOPD, on any given day, 24-hour period, how many actual boots are on the ground, like meaning policemen and a car patrolling?
Well, that all depends on the shift, because you have patrol officers versus detective bureau officers, special investigative officers, and things of that nature. So that's a tough question to answer. I mean, with 8 police districts, I would imagine that at least half of that 1,000 are working in the districts, if not a little more. You know, depending on if you're on 8-hour shifts, which are 3, as opposed to 12, which are 2, you know, that number is going to fluctuate. But unfortunately, you know, it's not as many as you'd like to see.
Need some shock and awe with some of these criminals.
Well, I think we need shock and awe on many fronts. I mean, we're in a crisis, and you don't get out of a crisis, you know, being stuck. And what we've seen is, to a lot of proposals that are out there, you know, we're just not getting anywhere. Look, I applaud Sean Ferguson going to 12 hours. I think it was totally necessary. It's about putting more boots on the ground out there. And it's really about safety and security, because as I talk to a lot of NOPD officers, they're worried about backup and some of the calls and the violent nature of the calls that they're responding to, and they're out there on their own. That is not ever a healthy situation. And it's all about longevity. I mean, officers that are evaluating the risk out there, that's why a number of them are leaving. We'll be right back, folks. Scoot's up next. We'll check in with him when we return. We're back. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up on Free for All Friday?
All right. Some people are concerned about Britney Spears because she's posted some nude Instagram photos of herself. They're concerned about her.
I lost sleep over that last night.
I'm going to have to check some of those pictures out, you know, just for research.
I can't find them. What are you talking about?
It's Free for All Friday, so yeah. And we've got a lot of fun bumper music planned for today, too.
Okay, but be careful. It's Friday the 13th, Scoot.
It is. Good luck.
All right, man. Have a good weekend. We'll see y'all again Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.